Churches have stood here for almost 1,000 years. Kyiv's Lavra Cathedral is one of the most important Orthodox Christian institutions in the world. But this year's Christmas service is different. For the first time, the liturgy is being delivered in Ukrainian by a recently formed Ukrainian Orthodox Church. For centuries, the Ukrainian Church has conducted the Christmas service in ancient Slavic and Russian. But times have changed.
I think people have changed. The state is changing. We see historical justice and the nation is being formed. It's very important to eradicate everything Russian from our land.
It's very important because Russian church that was here before, they were supporting like Russian regime, Putin's regime. So now when we can have really Ukrainian church, I'm really glad to see it.
Sentiments like these have been growing since Russia's illegal annexation of Crimea and areas of the Donbass in 2014. They have now been institutionalized in a country that's suffering a full-scale invasion and more than 10 months of war.
As the newly formed Orthodox Church of Ukraine holds Christmas prayers here for the first time, the Ukrainian church affiliated with Moscow has no choice but to hold a service at another site close by.
Ukraine accuses it of supporting and even helping Russia in the war, something the church vehemently denies. The priest here is one of a number on a Ukrainian sanctions list. The police and army have raided numerous Russian Orthodox churches across Ukraine since the war started. Orthodox priest Metropolitan Kliment says his church has no affiliation with Moscow other than a spiritual one, and accuses Ukraine of flouting its own constitution, which guarantees freedom of religion and worship.
This is shown by the fact that the contract for the use of the cathedral by our church was terminated without appropriate procedures. Another denomination was allowed to conduct the Christmas service in the church. It is aggressive and discriminatory towards the worshippers of our church. It reminds us of the situation that existed in the totalitarian days of the Soviet Union.
There are fewer worshippers at this church on Christmas morning.
Of course, we're a little sad that today we're not in a cathedral, but it's God's will. The main thing is to pray humbly, and then God will decide as needed.
Russia's invasion hasn't only pushed Ukraine into the arms of the West, it's further dividing its Orthodox Christian communities too. Charles Stratford, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.